Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is June 20, 2020. That's a lot of 20s. And welcome to our event. This is our weekly New Earth support call. And Cindy's asking, can others hear? The answer is yes. So Cindy, you may need to check your own system. I had several confirmations that the audio was coming in just fine. Okay. So the overall invitations, of course, as always, are we ask that you do not do anything but this while you're doing it. And that is for your benefit and for the benefit of others. The nature of these calls is that they are going to hold this energy of the event beyond time and space. Anyone who participates, either live or via the recording, will get the combined energies of everyone who has participated or will participate. So you're doing not only yourself a favor by doing only this, but you're blessing all the other participants as well. So I do ask your consideration on that. So that obviously means just what it means. So, the energy already wants to come in, so let's get rolling. I invite you, as I bring in the energy, to close your eyes, rest in passive breath awareness, and either just rest in breath, or if you have enough awareness to feel the energies coming in as I call them, just rest in that awareness, whichever one feels better to you. Pachamama, mama kia, wirakocha, inti, kwiti. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied fourth density service to other consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisla's higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. I call Amma Bhagavan. I call Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call our elemental allies here on this property. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell, I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Bear, Fox, Hummingbird. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Jeremy, Thisa, Zachary, Deborah, Moo, West, Firewalker. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent, whose presence serves highest good, please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around the sacred space to ensure that this good energy is held in, and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. Thank you. So please, humans, take a minute and just feel how your body feels. If you have perception of the space around you, feel that. Just notice if the presence of our allies has made a noticeable difference to you. All right, beautiful, well done. So now I'm going to invite everyone to come into embodied awakening. And as always, I'll give the tiny bit of verbiage that goes with this. So in embodied awakening, it's like driving a car. Your ego slides to the passenger seat. Your divine drives. If at any point your ego doesn't like the way your divine is driving, it can scooch back over and take the wheel. The divine will step out with no fuss. And in an instant, your ego's back in control. So I need your ego to know that there's no risk. You're safe. It's instantly reversible if you don't care for it. The four benefits of embodied awakening that are easy to describe are, first, there's a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Second, everything you are responsible for, you will do more responsibly and more joyfully. Third, instead of having to figure things out mentally so much, you'll know much more through intuition. And fourth, there will be more bliss. So if you want more bliss and all that other stuff, then I invite you to do this with us. You're going to speak some words directly to your higher self. As a preview, the words are going to be maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. And I'll lead you through those now. So if you wish to join us into embodied awakening, please repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Release the words, rest in passive breath awareness. The tips that will help you get the best outcome as this divine energy saturates you. I recommend you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend that you do not actively visualize or imagine anything. Just rest passively in breath awareness. If you become distracted, which simply means your attention goes to anything other than the breath, then let that distraction be exactly as it is. Please do not fight it or resist it or try to change it. You relax back into your own breath awareness very gently and persistently. If that distraction remains in the background, you do not need to pay any further attention to this uninvited guest. You let it yammer on in the background, you gently hold your attention on your breath, and everything will be fine. Okay, many of us are in embodied awakening. If you're there, just rest in this. It'll make it easier for everyone else to catch up. How do you know if you're in embodied awakening? Because four things are all true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. It literally holds itself. So let's hold this just a moment longer, let everyone else catch up to join us in this lovely state. Again, you've hit embodied awakening if all the following is true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, and all of it holding itself with no effort at all from your ego. Take a moment to feel yourself. Are you in the embodied awakened state or not? Just notice wherever you're at. Wherever it is fine. You're welcome to proceed with this wherever you're at. So now it's time to begin visualizing the new earth. So there's two modes of visualization. I mean, there's probably more, but these are the two basic ones. One is active, the other is passive. I prefer the passive approach myself, but if you have an active form of visualizing where you're actively imagining the kind of earth that we want to move into, where it is peaceful, where there is equality on all levels, whether that's racial or by gender or by socioeconomic class, by consciousness, where all beings love and respect all other beings, then if you want to actively imagine that, that's great. Or as I'm going to do, I'm simply going to ask for the energy to flow through me to serve the highest good of the great spiritual awakening on earth. And we'll trust that my divine and all these beings will know what kind of energy to send through. So I'll be guiding according to that passive approach, but again, if you prefer active visualizing or something else, then that's fine. So I invite you to begin now. And as for myself, I'm just going to ask my divine to flow through me. I'm so deep in the energy, I don't even remember if I've already done this, so forgive me if I'm repeating myself. So if you'd like to repeat after me to do the passive approach, you're welcome to do so, or just maintain whatever it is you're doing that you prefer. Spirit that I am, allies, please flow the energy through me to best support the great spiritual awakening on planet Earth. May all humans awaken to their radiant, peaceful, divine selves at the fastest rate that serves highest good. And if you've done the passive approach, just relax. Your human part is simply a pipeline now. The divine is handling everything. It knows exactly what kind of energy to send through to most efficiently support this beautiful awakening happening on the planet. If you're doing anything else, then do it however you do it. And there may be periods of silence. And if so, know that I am still holding space with you and invite you just to relax into that silence in your process until I speak again. I'm also being inspired to call in special support for the social justice movements such as Black Lives Matter, to support the peaceful protests that have arisen globally for racial equality and appropriate use of force by the police. When necessary. Okay, the allies are bringing some heavy energy into our field. I call it Hucha, which is the word in the Quechua language of South America that means heavy energy. So some of us are having Hucha placed into our field to be transmuted and passed through us. We're sort of digesting it for the collective. So if that's you and you're feeling that happen, then they'll only give you whatever heavy energy you're actually able to work with. And if you find that it's processing through just fine, without too much trouble, or you have your own preferred technique for processing heavy energy that is effective and quick, then I invite you to use that. If the heavy energy gets really strong and it's becoming a challenge, then you can simply use my healing invocation. The seven words are maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Then resting attention in whatever spot in your body you're feeling the heavy energy most intensely. The divine will then come in, stir it up, flush it out. And the ego remains passive apart from holding awareness. If you're not being given heavy energy to process, just continue relaxing either in breath awareness or whatever you're visualizing, or just awareness of the energy if you're using a passive approach. If you're processing heavy energy and your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, if you're called to cry or scream or holler, it's all good as far as I'm concerned. If possible, it's great to let the body do the release it needs to help open up to the next level. We've got quite the strong field today. It's really beautiful. I remind you again that we are co-creating this event, each one of us, whether we are live or on the recording, we are equally impactful. So again, you're affecting everyone else with the consciousness you are holding. So I once again remind you, please give this process your full attention. If you cannot do so, I recommend you step away and then later come back to the recording when you can give it your full attention and you'll still have a nice, juicy experience. I get consistent feedback. The recordings are very strong. Okay, new frequencies are coming in through the crown chakra. So our focus just shifted from sending to receiving. So I invite you to relax all proactive efforts to send energy to the earth. And the allies are indicating it's time now for us to receive upgrades, to awaken a little more deeply so that our further service will be even more effective. If you're really going to be the most effective in this kind of service work, you must be willing not only to serve and give out, but you also must be willing to receive, because it's only in receiving these upgrades and shifts that your service capacity can increase. So relax and relax and relax and receive. Some of us are still also processing heavy energy. At this point, I just invite you to relax and allow whatever process is occurring for you to run. Whether that's just receiving blissful upgrades or feeling challenging energies move through you, just wherever it is, we're all getting different stuff. Or at least there are different things happening. For me, states like this are completely beyond mind. I have consciousness and awareness, but I have no awareness of the specific content of the energy. It just feels really good. So, if you're not accustomed to working in mindless space, that meaning that you have energetic awareness, perhaps even vision, but there's no concepts. Because this is the realm beyond concept. So release your need to have a mental understanding, because at this level it's simply not possible for a human. And just relax and let the energy flow. The allies are grateful to us for showing up and serving the Great Awakening. And they're assuring me that each and every one of us, if you're hearing my voice right now, they're saying you are being useful. Whether you perceive yourself to be in this moment or not, just relax into whatever process you're in. And in some way, obvious or not, you are serving to support this Great Awakening. Bit of turbulence right now, just relax into it. Again, they'll only put through you whatever heavy energy your body is capable of transmuting or flushing through. And they're specifically saying we've got all the details covered, no one has to do any techniques to get this through. If you will just relax and let go, the allies will take care of whatever needs to happen to the center. Heavy energy to make sure it passes through and leaves no trace behind in you. They're saying, I'm going to keep you all clean. Yeah, I'm getting some serious head buzz now. My pineal gland is brilliantly illuminated. and other parts of my brain also feel very lit up. Just relax into your process. The allies are saying the work is going well. The planetary consciousness upgrade is going beautifully. And they're asking me to remind you that all of the intensity on the planet right now, around the pandemic, around Black Lives Matter, around all the other challenges coming up, are all necessary and all on schedule. A part of the great cleansing of all the heavy things that have been around for thousands of years. All must be flushed up, recognized for what they are, and released and detoxified. So the only way the awakening can happen is things get messy for a while, and all the old toxic energy gets flushed away or transmuted to love and light. Continue resting in whatever your process is. Continue resting into your process. we're being invited to rest. There's a new subtle energy that's come in. Very sweet, very high vibration. In the physical body, it's focused in my pineal gland. Just relax into that. And we're being invited just to rest in the pure experience of the energy, not concerned with thought or mental understanding, which this phenomenon is entirely beyond. Just relax, feel, experience. Know that on the highest spiritual level, all is well. No matter what's happening on earth, there's a part of you that's always peaceful, always in harmony, always in balance. That is the maintenance of your awareness and merging with this part, you being this part consciously in your body, in your physical human experience, that allows you to not only hold your balance as things get crazy on the planet, but allows you to be of far greater service. The more awake you are, the more potent your service. So the pineal is getting a little bit brighter, a little more intensity. Just relax into that. They're intensifying the energy now. this is the first significant group blending I felt. I'd noted earlier in my mind that they were keeping us more separate than normal in this process. Normally they would have blended us together earlier, but now the blending is a little bit more noticeable. There's a part of you, if you're aware of it, that is merged with the consciousness of everyone else on the call. That's, of course, beyond space and time, live or on the recording. And notice a part of you is in that blended state. Of course, your individual awareness is still available. Your thoughts are still private. Vibrations rising some more. The pineal energy is even stronger now. Like now as a group, we're going to be given some more of that heavy energy to process on behalf of the collective. And only as much as our collective field can hold. Oh, they're demonstrating how as a collective we can process far more. So versus what, say, 15 of us could do individually, a group of us can process far more heavy energy than 15 could do separately. In the Law of One, Ra, the being who's being channeled, calls this the doubling effect. So each added person doubles the power. So like 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, that sort of sequence. So you put a bunch of people together, all doing the same kind of inner work, it gets really powerful. Keep relaxing into whatever your process is. We are definitely offering some beautiful service here today. And as always, being served in return. The Divine just made a specific request that all intention be dropped right now. So if you are doing anything at the moment that involves any specific willpower or intention, they're requesting that you stop that at this moment in this process and relax and go passive. They have some stuff they want to do through us, and they would like your full consciousness and energy body available for that. So they're bringing it through now. Just relax and allow. okay, there's some people who are somehow blocking it. There's, again, effort and preference in the field. So if that's you, whether you're live or on the recording, please, I invite you to release that. Really let go, really let the energy just move as it wants to move. If that's you and you're unwilling to do that, then I request that you disengage from the call at this time. If you are willing to be open and let yourself be used by the divine, please remain. And just have that full openness. Let them do their work. It's flowing a little better now. Yeah, it's opening much more nicely now. Yeah, now see what opened, this beautiful, blissful field. It's really nice. Exquisite. Yeah, so the frequency shifted about 10 seconds ago. Now it's a more euphoric, ecstatic kind of energy. This is why my preferred method is just relaxing and allowing. Because inevitably, cool stuff shows up that Benjamin could never have imagined. So I've learned that the divine is so much more potent and powerful and smart than my human part is, that the human part just humbly takes its place and allows the divine to do its work through the physical vehicle. And it always turns out more wonderful than anything my ego could have planned. Now the energies come to stillness, still very high, but very still now. Yeah, we're now feeling ourselves even more as beings of energy. Just relax into that amorphous, energetic awareness. So we're actually experiencing the consciousness of Mother Earth to the degree that each of us is ready to do so. That's why the energy feels ecstatic and grounding all at the same time. Just relax. This merging of with Pachamama, the earth, Gaia, just naturally run itself. Please do not use any effort to try to make any particular thing happen. Just open to the experience. I'm aware of more physical body awareness. Looks like they're gently increasing our awareness in our physical body. But at the moment, there's all of it there. There's the physical body awareness. There's the awareness of your own spiritual essence. There's the awareness of the group blended field. There's the awareness of the earth herself. All of it's there at the same time, to the degree that you're able to consciously experience that. Alright, and I'm firmly back in my body, but again, still open to all that, but basically there's enough of me here in the physical body to take care of business. And they're reminding us that this also is possible. It doesn't have to be an either or, it's totally a both and at a certain point where you've awakened enough that you've got your physical body, you've got your spiritual awareness, all of it runs at the same time. That's why at the end I always say, rather than dismissing the allies, I say I ask them to remain with me to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Alrighty, so that appears to be the ending of the energetic cycle. I'd love to open the floor to any comments, questions from anyone. I'm going to make sure everyone has the ability to unmute themselves. Yes, you may unmute yourself at any point. Just if you're on a device, then click the little microphone icon. If you're on a phone, *9 will do it. So we'd love to take a moment for any questions, any comments. It always is helpful to me to hear people's experience. I learn a lot as a facilitator by hearing how people are doing and what their experience is. So if you are so called, feel free to share that. Michelle typed, "Thank you, I'm buzzing." You're buzzing? Well, I'll be. I see that, there, Elizabeth, looks like you've unmuted yourself. Hello. Hang on. Say again, please.
It was a very powerful experience. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for sharing this this experience.
Oh, my pleasure. Anything else you want to share?
No, it was just a good experience.
Okay, thank you. So appreciate you being here. Thanks. I'll mute you, and I've got a raised hand.
Sure.
So, from, looks like a Samsung device, but no name. Let me ask to unmute. So, all that I'm allowed to do, whoever has raised their hand, the only thing I can click here says, oh, there you are. You've unmuted yourself. Great. So, please speak.
Hey, Benjamin?
Yes.
Hey, it's Dawn. Your next appointment.
Great.
I'm deep in the woods, and my dad's dogs are lost.
Uh-oh.
So, I don't think I'll get there, but I was able to listen to the whole calls and really had... super, I was surrounded by butterflies when you were bringing the guides in to quieten everything down.
How
so
cool.
It was really super nice. Very, very quiet here, but I just wanted to also let you know that we're going to have to do the reschedule on the next one. But
no worries, I'll cancel that. You just reschedule whenever you want and work it in as soon as you wish.
Okay, but this is really great. It was really nice to be in the woods for this transmission. So.
Yeah, the butterflies are awesome. That's great to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, Don. Anything else you want to share?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So thanks for being here. All right, so don't usually have clients give me their updates on their schedules, but it's all good. I'm thankful that you did that. Nikki just typed, still on winding, so very fine to be with you all. Some other people typed. Let me get back and catch the comments. And Carmen typed, I'm having a hard time coming back. Lots of head energy. Very powerful. Thank you. Sweet. That must mean you're deep in the medicine. Michelle typed, yes, very powerful energy. Nikki typed, still unwinding, so very fine to be with you all. Sounds like people are having good experiences. I'm so glad. Okay, so last call for feedback. And as a reminder, I'm always open to, you know, suggestions for improvement as well. So if you ever have an idea of how I could in any way take this to the next level, I really take with me something I learned years ago when I was in sales. And I had a boss who said, you know, being the best is not about doing one thing 1,000% better. It's about doing 1,000 things 1% better. So I'm always looking for those little incremental improvements. So no improvement suggestion is too small. Always open to those. Michelle typed, yes, the wind kept blowing in the forest when you said they are clearing us. That's so beautiful. Yeah, I've had some very powerful experiences doing shamanism outside where the elements were just obviously working in harmony with us to assist the process. I remember one time I was leading a shamanic awakening ceremony at a festival, and there were maybe 75, 80 people that I was leading through this intense process, and we were in the middle of a healing round, and you know, it had been a very still, you know, very just maybe teeny little breeze, but all of a sudden this wind kind of, I mean, the wind was probably blowing 25, 30 miles an hour for a few minutes and blowing right through the tent we were in and flapping things around, and I could just feel all the heavy energy literally being blown away. It was amazing. So the allies are very good about helping when they can. Okay, so that feels like it. Let me close the mesa and we'll wrap it up. Thank you very much, everyone, for your feedback and especially for being here. Really grateful. Pachamama Mama Kia Wiracocha Inti Kui. Allies, thank you for this beautiful process. So grateful to you. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been on this call, please remain with them for as long as it serves highest good. I request that you remain with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So I'm being called to include the personal requests that I make when I close my private settings, just in case these ideas are helpful to anybody. Allies, I request the following to the greatest extent that serves highest good and on an ongoing basis. Maximum awakening, maximum service capacity, maximum ease of receiving and acting upon my inner guidance, maximum fulfillment of my life purpose, maximum adherence to the path of service to other, maximum service to the great awakening happening now on earth. This or something better, I come to serve. Thank you, Alan. So grateful to you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? I'm going to count to three and then clap. You're welcome to clap with me to seal the work if you wish. One, two, three. And that completes the ceremony. If you are doing this call for free and you're not yet a member of Awakening Plus and you'd like to be a member, which means you get access to the archive, which currently has over 240 recorded events, all of them super powerful on the replay. You get access to connect with other members, to get an accountability partner. Just go to awakeningplus.com. Full info is there. If you'd like to work with me personally, I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and all that's available at astroshaman.com. astroshamanmothern.com. Thank you all for being here so much. Thanks for stepping in and helping the earth. And Michelle also typed, yes, you are very connected. So grateful. Big heart. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you all. And until next time, many blessings to you all. Bye-bye.